Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hey, sweet mama. Are you a homeschooling mama? I'm not, but I have a lot of moms in my audience who do homeschool. Does it ever feel like homeschooling just makes things really hard and stressful and overwhelming? Do you feel like you're constantly comparing yourself with other moms who just able to do it really well, have it all together, and you're falling apart at the seams? Does it feel really heavy and just dreadful for you? You are in for a treat. Today's guest is Lee Nguyen, and she is a homeschooling mama. And she also has an amazing podcast called Little by Little Homeschooling, and she supports Christian moms on their homeschooling journey. I invited her to come on this podcast to share with you what to do when homeschooling feels stressful and overwhelming, how you can lighten your load, some perspective shifts, and some practical things that you can do to support yourself on this journey instead of feeling like you're drowning in overwhelm and your to-do list. So if this is something that resonates with you, I am so excited for you to be part of this conversation. Before you listen to the interview, I wanted to share with you a free resource that you can get access to today, How to 10x Your Emotional Capacity Levels as a Mom. I put a training together for you. It's a mini course. You can either buy it for $27 or you can get it completely for free if you leave me a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts, take a screenshot of it, and email it to me, hello@emotionallyhealthylegacy.com. The instructions are in the show notes. If you just scroll down, there's a section under there that says mini course, and it tells you what to do. You can either purchase it for $27 or you can leave me a review, a positive review and a rating. If you don't have an iPhone, you know somebody that does have an iPhone in your circle. I am confident of that. You can leave a review through their phone and email me the screenshot, and you will be able to get a coupon code to get that mini course completely free. So if this is something that you're interested in, I would greatly appreciate if you leave me a review and you can get that coupon code. All right, let's welcome Lee to my podcast and enjoy this conversation. This is one of those that you want to take out like your notes app or a notebook to take notes because it's that good. Friends, welcome to Emotionally Healthy Legacy Podcast. Today we have Lee on our show, and she is a homeschooling mama. She has a podcast all about homeschooling, and this is why I invited her on my show, because I don't know much about homeschooling, and I don't know much about the struggles that moms deal with homeschooling, but I know there's many mamas in my audience that do homeschool and have many things that they encounter during the day that are overwhelming and stressful, and this brings me to the topic that we will be talking on: what to do when homeschooling feels overwhelming and stressful. So Lee, welcome to the show. I am so excited to have you here.
Elizabeth, I am thrilled to talk about homeschooling and to connect with you. And so, yeah, I'm excited. Let's do this.
Yes. Okay. So first, I'm going to ask you a fun question. What is something that you've been loving lately?
Okay. So anything? So it doesn't have to be anything. Homeschool. Anything?
No, okay. Anything.
Okay. What pops into my mind is something I have like a love-hate relationship with, and that is lifting weights, like building muscle. And I love it 23 hours out of the day, when I'm not doing it. I don't always love it when I'm doing it because it's so hard. I've been learning about progressive overload, and so I make it really hard on myself, but it's so good. It feels so good at the end to be like, yes, look what I did. So that's something that I've been really diving into, mostly pretty deep in the past 9 months or so. So
that's what I'm doing. That's fun. I was actually working out with weights on Monday, and my husband came into the room, and I was getting all sweaty, and I said, I really don't like working out, but I like the way I feel afterwards.
Exactly. So. Same thought with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So tell me a little bit about who you are and what you do, a little bit about your family, where you guys are from. And I want you to mention your podcast in the beginning here right now too.
Okay. So yes, my name is Lee Nguyen and my podcast is Little by Little Homeschool. I have been married to my husband, James, for 23 years. We have three children. My daughter is one young adult. She's 21 and two teens. My boys are 19 and 17. My 19-year-old runs his own business from home. And he's 16. My youngest is 16. And so I'm still homeschooling him. So the oldest two have graduated and I am down to my solo kiddo here in high school. And we live in New York. And I was a reluctant homeschooler, never thought that I would do it. I actively told my one friend that homeschooled that I could never do that. And then God called us to homeschooling. And here I am 12 and a half. I think we're in our 13th year of homeschooling. And just felt God just impressing on my heart a couple of years ago, like to encourage the moms that are coming up behind me, because I didn't have a lot of encouragement. I didn't have a lot of resources. There was still the internet, but there just wasn't as much. And to get any type of resources, you have to go to a convention. So I just was like, I just want to encourage moms to start if they feel that's what they need to do and to continue on with the homeschooling as they feel led to do so.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And I know that I invited you on this show to talk about when homeschooling feels stressful and overwhelming. And I think that is a really common feeling for many moms. And personally, first of all, I've never felt called to homeschool, but even thinking about homeschooling, just if I imagine myself homeschooling my kids, it feels stressful and overwhelming just to think about it. And I know that a lot of our stress and overwhelm can be reduced by doing things proactively to either prepare or support ourselves. So what can moms do that are already homeschooling, that are ready chose to take this path, they feel like they're called to homeschool, they think that is the best choice and decision for their family, but things feel stressful and overwhelming. So what can she do proactively when she feels that way about homeschooling?
So the stress and the overwhelmed feeling, it usually comes from us as moms doing too much. And so if you are about to enter into homeschooling and you're saying, how am I going to add this to my day that's already full? Or if you are homeschooling and you're struggling with getting into the activities and the curriculum that you want to do, it's usually because we're doing too much. I highly recommend sitting down sometime when the kids aren't around and you just have some quietness and just write everything down that you are responsible for. What do you need to do every single day? Whether it goes from taking care of the pets, the dogs, and then the house cleaning, maybe you volunteer somewhere, maybe you're helping with a friend who needs some assistance often, and just everything. Just write it all down and then take a look at that list and ask yourself, is this too much for one person to do? If it is, then that's probably where a lot of the stress and the overwhelm comes from. And so what is it that we need to maybe pull back on? I hear from a lot of homeschool moms that I work with that they have to pull back on a lot and just live a more simpler life for a few years, especially when the kids are younger. There's just a lot of needs, and the needs are 24/7 at times. And it's okay to pull back. There will be times. So I'm out here podcasting and talking to moms, and I can do that now from a place of having margin and having peace because my youngest is 16 and I've taught him to be more self-sufficient. And I have that margin and that time to do that. So really looking at what are you actually committed to? And if you can't do all of that, then cut out some things. And it might be hard. It might hurt some people's feelings when you say, I'm sorry, I can't do this any longer. So cutting out the extra, and sometimes in certain seasons of life, we need to call in some reinforcements and we need to ask for some help, especially if you have young children and you have babies and toddlers and preschoolers and younger elementary, and it's just as a lot. It's okay to ask for some help. And recently in my Facebook group, there was a mom who said her mother-in-law offered to bring them dinners just to cook extra for a few nights a week. And I was like, that is so amazing when somebody just volunteers to come along, recognizes that. But don't be afraid to ask others for help. And maybe when it comes to the meals, maybe they just aren't as homemade. Maybe you're not out in your backyard and the woods foraging for food anymore like you enjoy doing. Something has to go and to be let go of. And sometimes we just have to lower our expectations a little bit. But when you're talking about the proactive part, another huge thing is to get outside, to get some fresh air, go for a walk, breathe, whether this is a walk you take with the kids or you can get outside on your own sometime. Turn off social media, turn off the news. A lot of that can begin to really stress us out. We don't even realize it's stressing us out down to like a core level. We're like, why am I on edge? Well, you just spent how much time on social media and how much time listening to the news in the background. And then the kids are screaming, the dog's barking, and you have a whole host of things to do. Well, you're kind of at the end of your margin of what you can handle. I also really say add some fun into your life. Take some date nights. Whether you are in a season of life you can't get out on a date, put the kids to bed early or let them watch a movie that you approve of in one room and you guys go into another room, play a game or just talk or have dessert or something. And I mean, be quiet with the dessert so they don't hear you and and come in, or don't pop the popcorn or something. They're going to hear that. But you know, what can you do to add some fun into your life and how can you fill up your cup? Is that a coffee date once a month with a friend? But just recognizing those triggers, recognizing when you're starting to, your blood's starting to boil and you know that you're about to blow your top way more easily than you really should.
I really like how you talked about proactively supporting yourself, and that is with making things more fun, simplifying things, making things easy. And as you were talking about help, I know I've heard some moms share that with homeschooling, sometimes their mom or their mother-in-law would come and homeschool their kids for a little bit. Some grandparents really enjoy doing that, and they will actually come over and do and work with the kids. And that allows you to maybe help other kids or get out of the house for a little bit. But being able to recognize that that is a lot for one person. Like you said, make a list of all the things that you're doing. That's a lot. We already do so much as moms. And so being able to recognize that asking for help is not a sign of weakness. I choose to ask for help to make things lighter and easier for myself. So then I feel better. The meal idea, if somebody comes to me and says, hey, can I bring you a meal? Well, I don't really enjoy cooking. So I'd be like, yes, please. When I lived in Minnesota, my mom and my mother-in-law both did the same thing. Every time we had a family gathering, they would send me home with leftovers. And I never said no, not one time. I'm like, anytime I have leftovers and mom's food that always tastes good that I don't have to cook, yes, please. I know some of my sister-in-laws were like, no, it's okay. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I'll take it.
You take theirs too, right?
Yes.
Like, I'll take mine and theirs.
Yes. And my mother-in-law always knew that I would take food. So she always like packed up a lot for me. Now that we live in Florida, I missed that part. Those were really, really helpful. Okay. So I know that I am surrounded by a lot of homeschooling moms. To the church that we go here in Florida and in Minnesota, we had a lot of homeschooling moms. And I noticed a pattern when moms talked about homeschooling. Some of the moms felt really overwhelmed with homeschooling, and they just felt like it was dreadful and hard and challenging. There's lots of tension. And then there were other moms that were saying, I love homeschooling. I love spending time with my kids. I'm so glad that we're doing it. And I just felt like there's like this black or white. And it just felt like there's this massive difference between these two groups of moms. So with your experience and the things that you've learned from connecting with other moms, what do you think contributes to that? What do you think contributes to moms feeling really resistant and stressed about homeschooling versus the moms that feel like it's good and they enjoy it? Could it be mindset? Could it be some of the proactive things that we talked about? Can you speak to that, please?
Yes, I think it's a little bit of all of it. I'm going to start here with saying that sometimes it's a choice, and that's kind of a hard thing sometimes to hear. It's a choice as to how you want to react. Do you want to react negatively to the child melting down about the math lesson, because that's going to happen over and over and over again. And some kids are going to melt down even more than other kids. And so it really is a choice. So mindset, yes. Oftentimes I recognize with the moms who are overwhelmed is that they're at, like, going back to what I said earlier, they're doing too much. They have too much self-induced pressure. They've added too much to their own plate. They think they need to be perfect, that they have to make all of those homemade meals, and they're maybe comparing themselves. They might be comparing themselves to a mom in my season of life where I have the margin to do that. I can make things more homemade and everything can be. And that's okay. I couldn't do that years ago. So recognizing what season of life you're in, and how can you really manage things, and what needs to go? What can you push off the plate? And just, I guess, really just to come down to the self-induced pressure and the curriculum. Adding too much. Some moms just add too much. And I know sometimes it's so exciting to look at all the curriculum and wanting to add more, but they feel guilty if they don't do all of the curriculum, or if they don't do everything that all the homeschool moms that they know are doing. We can then compare ourselves, especially with social media. We can look at, say, 10 different homeschool mom accounts, and in our minds, combine all 10 of those women into one super woman. And we think that we need to do everything that she's doing. Well, that woman doesn't exist, because the one who is maybe really doing amazing nature studies and they're getting outside, her house might not be as clean as the other one who's really into making sure that her house is put together, and the other one who's making really delicious gourmet meals. And so we put them all together and then we compare ourselves to that. So again, we can go back to turning off the social media a little bit. That will help you recognize whether you are putting some pressure on yourself that others aren't. And these women aren't trying to make you feel bad. They're just sharing their experiences. And most of the time it is meant to encourage and inspire you. But again, a lot of the overwhelm comes from being a self-induced pressure, a lot of curriculum, trying to get it all right. Or also, I see a lot of copying school at home, which is different. When you are a teacher in a classroom with 20 kids, you're going to teach them differently than if you are just sitting down at the kitchen table with your couple of children or one child sitting there and working on a math lesson. So there's a big, huge distinction between the two, and we get caught in the middle eventually. First, most of us start off with just copying, recreating the school at home, and we start this process and we can feel overwhelmed until we get to the other side when we realize what education really can be and how it can actually work at home. And so speaking into the moms who just seem to naturally really enjoy it, I think it sometimes is just some personalities. So we kind of sometimes have to step back if we're feeling a little guilty that we're not as Pollyanna maybe about our homeschool as our friend is. Is she just Pollyanna about everything? I have a couple of friends in my life and just everything is just so wonderful. They're just so joyful and to be around. I love it. But that's just kind of a little bit of their personality. So also the enjoying it goes back to what I was mentioning about the overwhelm, just copying school at home. These moms might have worked on the de-schooling is a phrase that's used often in homeschooling, is when you make that shift from how you think education has to occur to what it actually can look like at home. So these moms might have worked through the de-schooling. They might also be in a different season of homeschooling. They might have started to see the fruit of the time that they have spent with their kids. If you are in your first couple years and you're feeling stressed out and overwhelmed, and then you look at your friend who's been homeschooling for 10 years and she is just kind of sailing through, well, it's just because she's in a different season. Even if your kids are the same age, she's been doing this for longer and she feels more confident and she's seeing that it's working. And also the moms that enjoy it, I tend to notice that they focus on relationships with their kids over the curriculum, over getting every single lesson in and over getting everything right every time and managing the emotions that come along, like I mentioned earlier, with math lessons and kids that feel bad about not getting everything right. And so they focus instead on the relationship and keeping that solid and not letting curriculum or activities or other resources that you use get in the way of that.
Yeah, so much wisdom. I love, love, love how you talked about comparison and looking at different social media accounts and combining all of that into one person and thinking we should be doing all of that and then feeling like we're not measuring up, that we're failing as a homeschooling mom or just even as a mom. I'm speaking like because that was one of the things that I, one of the reasons I left social media, because I was comparing myself, especially to other entrepreneurs and business owners. And I felt like I was not measuring up and I was failing. And it just made me feel less than and did not support my mental and emotional well-being. And so I chose to leave social media because I knew that was the better thing for me. And so I like the perspective also about how you said we can choose to spend more time with our kids and choose to let go of some of that focus on that, making sure every homework assignment is complete, and like literally telling your mind in the moment when your mind is telling you, well, I need to do this and I need to do this and I need to do this. And you say, it is more important for me to connect with my child right now and make it playful or make it fun. And I'm choosing to do this. If you tell your mind in the moment, oh, I have to do this, there's automatic, almost like resistance and resentment and almost, yeah, just resistance versus I'm choosing to do this. I get to do this. This is important. And you tell your mind, this matters to me. And I'm choosing to do this. Like you feel so much more different in the moment, even if it's with parenting or homeschooling or whatever it might be. Just those are some like tricks, I would say, like with your mind, that you can redirect your mind when you just feel really frustrated or, oh, he's not doing it my way. Well, I'm choosing to let him do it his way today. Just for today, I'm choosing to do it his way because I'm choosing to reduce my stress levels that way or whatever it is. But I love those perspective shifts that you shared. So valuable.
I wanted to add that I think it's also keeping that perspective of in a couple hours, in a couple days, in a couple weeks, couple years, no one's going to remember that math lesson, but the child is going to remember how they felt at that time. And it doesn't mean that there's one incident that you let the frustration, the overwhelm get the better of you. It doesn't mean that that's going to completely shape and change them, but it's what do you do then in that moment? And then do you reconcile? Do you take that time and then recognize when those moments are happening again and you pull away sooner and you don't let that get in the way? Overall, at the end of our homeschooling, our kids are going to remember more so how they felt in our home and around us as moms than all of the lessons and everything that we spent so much time doing. They're going to remember the relationship over everything else.
Yes, I love that. And I remember hearing another influencer years ago, and she was talking about how overall, when your kids think back of their childhood, they will have this kind of like a blur memory of how their childhood was. They won't remember all these everyday moments, but they will remember how their home felt. What kind of atmosphere was in the home? Was it tense? Was it chaos? Was there yelling? Was there stress? Was there lots of frustration? Or overall, was it lighthearted and playful and peaceful and intentional and fun? And one of the things that helped me, just even in general as a mom, is to identify what kind of mom I want to be for my kids. Do I want to be strict? Do I want to be consistent? Do I want to be stressed? Do I want to be lighthearted? Do I want to be peaceful? So for me personally, I want to be playful, lighthearted, and intentional. Those are my big words that I am, what kind of mom I want to be, and the overall atmosphere I want to set in my family. So if I'm having this hard moment with my child right now, and I want to be a playful mom, I want to be lighthearted, how would a playful and a lighthearted mom handle this moment? For example, I have a 2-year-old that likes to run away from me or doesn't want me to change her diaper. I can get tense. I can force her down and just be super strict with her and raise my voice. Well, I'm choosing to be playful. That's the kind of mom I want to be. So what would a playful mom do in that moment? What would a connective mom do in that moment? What would an empathetic mom would do in that moment? Or what would a dynamic mom would do, or a Christ-like mom do in that moment? So asking yourself those questions, and I think being able to kind of role play in your mind, well, how do I want to respond? And that will be really helpful for you to handle situations a little bit better, either would be homeschooling or other situations with your kids. So these are I know we went a little bit off to the side, but I think those are going to be really helpful for moms to just think through and just implement in their lives.
That was beautiful. Thank you. I feel encouraged by that, Eden. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Okay. So what can moms do to avoid burnout and resentment with homeschooling? And that might come back to some of the things that we talked about earlier. Give us some tips.
I would say the first thing is homeschool mom friends, having friends that can relate to where you are and what is going on and understands you. And so just finding one friend, and it doesn't have to be a lot of friends. If you can find one or two friends, and I know a lot say, I don't know where to find, like, just find one homeschool family and they will show you the others. I know this family. You just ask your friends at church, ask anybody, can you connect me with some homeschool mom friends? And you might not connect on a deep level with all of them, but just try to find one or two that you can just either, even if it's, we often don't have time to get together. Maybe it's just a quick text or something. Can you pray for me? I'm struggling today. Or guess what happened today in an excited kind of way and telling, having to somebody to bounce things off of and to laugh with and cry with. Talk to your husband. He's not always aware of how we feel and how things really are. And yeah, so talk to him so that he understands. Let him take some of the burden off of it from you, some of the stress, and hopefully in a way that he can just make you feel like it's okay. He sees the work that you're doing and he knows that you're doing well. But also give yourself some practical things, is to give yourself some breaks. Give yourself some breaks. Take the afternoon off, and an hour even, the evening. Give yourself just some breaks. Take some breaks from school, whereas everybody gets a break from school. Nobody says you have to follow the school calendar if that's not working for you. A great thing to do is to school more year-round. I'm a huge proponent of that. That saved my sanity for quite a few years. I would do 6 weeks on of school and then take 1 week off. And then 6 weeks on and 1 week off. And I always knew I would get to about week five and I was starting to feel like a little, like I needed some time and a little stressed. And then I would look at the calendar. I'm like, okay, we're at week five. I can do this week five and week six. And I was so ready for that week off. And that really helped a lot. Also focus on, why are you doing this? Keep going back to the why and being intentional about your reasons for homeschooling, and then make decisions for your homeschool and how your entire family, how you spend your time, based upon what is your vision for your family and your homeschool, and what are your goals. That will help you decide how you're going to spend your time, whether it's for the homeschool time and the curriculum, or it's extracurricular activities or relationships that you get into with friends and family, and just the whole thing. Just focus on what is your vision and your goals, and that'll be much easier to be able to make decisions to keep you from getting burned out.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the idea of doing it for 6 weeks and taking a week off, 6 weeks and a week off. And that is so, like, that's a practical thing, but is so, so helpful for moms. I'm going to wrap this up and I'm going to ask you a question about what to do when your day feels stressful and challenging and overwhelming with homeschooling. Your kids are not cooperating. You feel that time pressure. There's housework to do. Everything just feels hard and just heavy. I have my own idea what I would suggest for a mom to do, but what is your suggestion?
When it comes to those, my first thing that I would think of would be say, what is the next most important thing to do? Just do that. Because sometimes we just have so much. We're like, the dog's barking and lunch needs they made. They have their math lessons. We have to get to swim practice. We have something for church tonight. And my husband has a business trip. And we just have so many things. And it's just stopping and saying, I'm overwhelmed right now. What is the most important thing to do right now? Do that thing. And then ask yourself, what's the most important thing to do right now? And then do that. And then so on and so on. Because we can feel so overwhelmed. So that whole scenario I just mentioned, maybe the dog barking, we can get the dog outside, the dog stops barking, then we have, okay, what's the next thing to do? Okay, the kids are starting to melt down, they're hungry, let's get them lunch. And just going down the list of what's the next thing to do when we are in those moments. And then proactively, we could look back at setting up some things, some systems and routines so that you don't get to that point. But really just, what's the next best thing to do? And then taking a break if things are just way too overwhelming, like that whole scenario I just mentioned, and the husband's out of town on a business trip. You know what? Maybe while he's out of town, you don't really focus too much on the homeschool curriculum. You just are getting through each day and trying to do it in a way that is joyful and there isn't anything that you need to apologize to the kids for or anything. You just are focused on doing those days well together. So taking a break, and sometimes when the day goes completely haywire, just shift the plan. Maybe you had all of these great plans and one kid woke up a stuffy nose and not feeling that great. And again, just a cascade of things. And you get a text from a friend about something and you say, you know what? We're going to sit and we're going to watch this documentary while you guys eat breakfast or something, or we're going to give a little bit of screen time here for you to do this, and we're just going to shift the plan. Or maybe the plan is just throw it all out the window and make some popcorn in the afternoon and cuddle up on a rainy day. And just knowing that you get to do that, and that's one of the things I love about homeschooling, is the freedom to be able to make those shifts on those days when things are super challenging and super overwhelming. And then remembering that that season only lasts for a while, which can be really hard when you are in it, but it will pass. And I think it's more important how we walk through that season and walk through those challenges and those overwhelming times than anything else, because our kids are watching. I know that's a heavy thing to say, and that's a thing that can feel overwhelming. I think a good thing with homeschooling is our kids start to recognize our heart behind everything. They might not want to do the writing lesson. They might not want to do the math lesson. But as they get older, they start to recognize all this time I spent with mom, and she has a good heart. She has good intentions, and she's walking in a way she feels that this is the best thing for me to do with homeschooling. So I don't know if I answered the whole question.
You did. Okay. And that's beautiful. And I wanted to add to, like you said, this will pass. And literally when the moment feels really hard, and it's not going the way that you want to do, your mind wants to tell you that you're going to feel stuck in that for a long time. And even just using this phrase, this too shall pass. This is going to pass. This will pass. This will pass. That's going to remind your mind that this moment will pass. And then I really like just being adaptive. I forgot to add that as part of my statement, the kind of mom I'm working on becoming, is to being adaptive to current circumstances. I have a hard time when I envision the day to go a specific way and things get changed at the last minute, and just being adaptive to that. And I ask myself, okay, I'm choosing to be adaptive. I'm choosing to be an adaptive mom. What would an adaptive mom do in this moment? Is she going to, like you said, turn on a movie, a documentary, and just adapt that way because the kids aren't feeling well, or she's not feeling well? Let's say she's feeling sick. And that is a way that you can adapt to current circumstances to make things lighter, to make things a little bit easier, less overwhelming. So that was beautiful. You had so many helpful things. And I know that moms are going to be so blessed by your podcast. I'm going to have that all linked in the show notes. One last question is, what is one thing you want this mama to walk away with today, the one that is listening, that feels overwhelmed and stressed out with homeschooling? What is one thing you want her to walk away with?
With God, you can fulfill this calling of motherhood and home education. It feels overwhelming, but lean on Him. Let Him be the source of the patience that you need, of the peace that you need, of the joy that you need, and spend time in the Word, filling up your cup, your soul, with what He says. And He has a beautiful, wonderful work He's doing in you during this time, and that He's also doing with your children. And you get to be a part of that equation, of the forming of your children. And we get a front row seat at that. And so oftentimes we can feel that we can't do it. We can do it. And hard seasons will come and they'll go, and good seasons will also be there as well.
Yes. Thank you so much. That is beautiful. Where can our listeners connect with you?
Yeah, I've also got a podcast. You can check out Little by Little Homeschool on your podcast app. And everything else is over on my website, which is littlebylittlehomeschool.com.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for being here. I am so excited to share this episode with my audience.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for having me. This is really great to connect with you.
So what did you think? I thought this was such a great conversation, and there were so many good takeaways. I made a list of 10 things, but I narrowed it down to 6. So here's number 1. Asking for help is crucial if you want to lighten your load. Ask your mother-in-law, your mom, your younger siblings, delegate to your kids, ask for help to make things lighter and easier. Number two, if you're dreading homeschooling, take a second to reflect and reevaluate. Do you have self-induced pressure that you put on yourself? Are you just trying to do too many things at once? And is that why you're feeling overwhelmed and you're dreading homeschooling? Number three, comparison is stealing your joy. Oftentimes, you combine all the different homeschooling moms and combine them into one and feel like you need to be that amazing homeschooling mom and create too much pressure on yourself and stress yourself out. Maybe unfollow some social media accounts that are making you feel less than, like you don't measure up, even if they're great accounts. Number four, moms that tend to enjoy homeschooling are those that focus on the relationship instead of getting everything right. They let go of the small stuff. If I could encourage you to go back and to listen to episode 205, I share a mental shift that you can make in the moment to reduce that tension between your children when they are not doing what you want them to do. And I share an example in there of a client that I'm working with, how it massively transformed her homeschooling days. Number five, when homeschooling days are over, your kids will remember how they felt in the home, not all the little things that they learned. Focus on the atmosphere of the home. And it goes back also to that episode 205, where I talk about creating connection with your children and how if you constantly fight them, you will create tension and rupture in your relationship. And if you want to create warmth and connection, you have to make that mental shift that I talk about in that episode. Number six, surround yourself with other homeschooling moms and create connections with them. Because when you are just trying to do it all on your own, you will feel very overwhelmed and really alone on this journey. Okay, friend, this was such a great episode. If you found value in this, please share it. Share it with a friend who is a homeschooling mama who could benefit from this episode and go check out Lee's podcast. I will link all that in the show notes. I wanted to share with you one Amazon product that I've been loving lately that I recently started using, and it is a mascara by The Honest Company. You probably know Jessica Alba. Her brand is Honest Company. It started out with baby products, baby wipes and baby diapers, I think, and like baby shampoo. But right now she came out with like a skincare brand and makeup. And I really enjoy using her products. And I have found that they're really clean ingredients. I have an app that is called, I believe, Healthy Living is the name of the app on my phone, and you can put in the brand name and the item, and it's going to tell you if how many, if it's toxic or if it passes the toxic-free test. And her items pass the toxic-free test, which is awesome and great, and I love it. And this mascara is actually really good. I have found that it works really, really well. So I will link it for you in the show notes, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much for being here, and until next time, my friend.
Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.